Welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting clean energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm here with DJ Night Music, Christopher Heinemann, and I'm DJ Alibaba. Tonight's guests are CITR's PwnCA 1.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territory of the Musqueamish and Tessiliwatut from Nation. These territories were never ceded throughout treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. We are going to listen and walking on a show with Ennio Morricone, Chimay, and Learning to Walk Again.
And now we're going to hear 108 Battles of the Mind by Kula Shaker on The Medicine Show. Alright, that was Kula Shaker with 108 Battles of the Mind on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. We've had a little bit of laughter in here in the studio during that song there. And we thought we would share a little joke here. It's a good story. A story circulated some years ago about Sherlock Holmes and his loyal friend and student Watson, who are together on a camping trip. After a good meal, they lay down for the night and went to sleep. Some hours later, Holmes awoke and nudged his faithful friend awake. "Watson," he said, "look up at the sky. Tell me what you see." "I see millions and millions of stars," Watson replied. "What does that tell you?" Holmes questioned. Watson pondered the question and then said, "Well, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I observe that Saturn is in Leo. Orologically, I deduce that the time is approximately 3:15. Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are all small and insignificant. Meteorologically, I suspect that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow. What does it tell you?" Holmes was silent for a moment before saying, "Watson, you idiot! Someone has stolen our tent!" Anyways, long exercise and missing the point. We have in the studio with us this evening Rob Filo. How are you doing tonight, Rob?
Very good, thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show.
No problem.
Right on. Did you you want to get straight to playing a song?
We can hang out, whatever you want.
Cool. So what have you been up to lately?
I've been promoting my Indiegogo campaign. I'm trying to put together a new record, my first pro studio record. So if you go to Indiegogo, you can look me up at R-O-B-F-I-L-L-O, Rob Filo, and check out the video. We have a fun video of me and Neil Miskin, the producer, walking through the studio and being funny guys, having a good time.
Right on.
Yeah, so that's what I've been working on really hard lately. I also turned my apartment into a media lab. So I've got all sorts of workshop areas. I have an audio, video, and photography studio now. And then I have a workshop because I do electronics. I do a charity called Music is Love, where I take donated, usually broken or unwanted guitars, and I refurbish them and distribute them to people in need throughout the community. So I've got my little workshop now, and everything's up and running.
That sounds really cool. So you're almost
working hard. I never stop.
Yeah. That's good. So you're almost in competition with the library's new rent and instrument program.
You know what? That's so funny because I was just at a job interview for a very similar job, and I was like, I already do this. Just pay me money to do it.
That's super cool. Right on.
Yeah.
And you've been on the medicine show before.
Yeah. I've been on the medicine show with Jason a few times, and we always have a good time hanging out.
Very cool. Right on. And were you saying you were going to possibly do a live Facebook broadcast tonight?
Yeah, I was going to do either Facebook or Periscope, but I'm a little slow on it because I was listening to you guys earlier.
Right on. What's Periscope? I've never heard of that.
Periscope, it's Twitter's version of a live broadcast feed.
Okay.
Here, I'll dial it up as we speak.
Right on. These things are pretty new to me. I have a friend on Facebook who's been doing the live broadcast as he does gigs in Alberta and BC. And quite neat.
When you start doing live broadcasts, it's kind of intimidating because it's kind of... trying to write at the same time. it's rather intimidating because, I mean, you are speaking to the world and you're open. There's always going to be some trolls hanging out under the bridge. But once you get past the intimidation, it's really fun. It's great to just really connect with people and get outside of more of a traditional manipulative guided media into this is so-and-so and they're actually a real person and they're talking about whatever they believe in or what they want to get out there.
Right on.
Cool.
Did you see the CNN live broadcast on Facebook of the guy climbing the built Trump Tower with the suction cups?
No, I heard of it. How did that go?
It was kind of really interesting to watch.
They tried to stop him from climbing. So I'm assuming it was a political protest.
I actually didn't even look into what it was for. I mean, I guess I should have. I'm sure it was bringing some kind of attention to Trump.
Isn't that
funny? Probably negative.
That's what we gathered from it was, there's a guy climbing a tower. It's Trump Tower. It could have gone either way. We don't actually know what the heck it was about. It actually just pretty much benefited Trump's name.
In a way, I guess it probably did, didn't it? It was pretty interesting to watch the guy. He really was climbing slow, though. It was just like, come on. And then the police had opened up all the windows above him so he couldn't keep going up. And then at one point, they just grabbed him and pulled him in.
Oh, he didn't make it to the top?
No, they grabbed him.
I thought he would have made it.
And it was neat, too, because one of the police officers had been watching the guy do all his suction cups.
Yeah.
So as soon as they got him in the window, that guy was reaching out and pulling them up. One of the officers couldn't do it. He couldn't figure it out. And these things are on there. I mean, the guy's climbing a skyscraper with them.
The SWAT team's got a new order in. We're going to need some suction cups. Those are pretty cool.
But one of the guys learned how to do it. So he watched and he was just reaching out the window and just undoing them. So he'd been paying attention to the guy climb. It was interesting.
Oh, yes. Good times.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to play you original songs or cover? I have a pretty cover song. Have you ever seen The Jerk by Steve Martin?
Oh, man.
It's a great movie. You should go watch it.
Cool. Yeah, go for it.
So they have this beautiful scene where he's been in love with this woman and they're walking on the beach and they do a song. And here's a rendition of that song.
Okay. Rob Filo on The Medicine Show.
That's how it always goes. Well, I know in a while I'll be gone. But tonight you belong to me. And I know in a while you'll be gone. But tonight you belong to me. belong to me. Way down by the stream, how sweet it will seem, whispering alone in the moonlight. But I know by the end of this song, oh, tonight you'll belong to me. Oh, I know in a while you'll be gone, but tonight you belong to me, just a little of me.
All right, Rob Filo on The Medicine Show. Oh, man, Steve Martin is quite the talented musician, eh?
It's a super, super cute movie. Part of the movie, too.
Yeah. He's so famous for his comedy, but, man.
Yeah, he plays banjo like nobody's business.
No kidding, eh? All right, so we got a couple commercials to go here, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM with Rob Filo.
The University Neighborhoods Association will be hosting its 10th annual Barn Raising Festival at the Old Barn Community Center on August 20th. We are inviting everyone to the celebration from 1 to 4 p.m., and you don't want to miss out on the best 10th birthday party of the year. All the Barn's friends will be in attendance, so come say hi to the UBC Farm, the Bike Kitchen, Triumph House, and many more partners. The celebration this year will feature a free barbecue, live musical performances, free demo classes, tons of activities, and a live broadcast by CITR.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hi there, are you tired of listening to the same music day in and day out and want to try something a little different? Well then, how about listening to Asian music? Now, I don't mean it like
Oppan Gangnam Style,
nor like
She bangs, she bangs, oh baby, but she moves, she moves.
I'm talking about a little more like and a little more like and also a little more like and definitely something like So tune in to Asian Wave 101, playing you the best of Chinese and Korean pop, Wednesdays from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., only on CITR 101.
We're back on The Medicine Show with Rob Filo, and I think he's going to play us another song. Now, this one's a little bit heavier. This is an original of yours, yes?
Yeah. And this is one of the songs we're intending on recording with the Indiegogo campaign. So if you look up R-O-B-F-I-L-L-O, Rob Filo, on Indiegogo, you can find me.
Right on. And what's the song called?
This one's brand new. It's called Angel in Hell.
Okay.
Well, Well, I can't write songs when I'm around angels. I don't feel pretty when life is bliss. I need some pain to fuel this desire, but I never wish for this. Give me just one chance to dive into you. I never felt like this before. Soft-spoken silhouettes may tell you otherwise. I'll hold their wrists to drive in your nails. And I need you like an angel in hell. Drag me out of this spell. Make me whole. Dead men like John, when did we lose our faith in love? Some people search in the bottom of bottles. Some people look high above. But I can't decide if I'm a believer, waking each day. In your eyes, I can see God, and I need you like an angel in hell. Drag me out of this spell, make me whole again. Stricken by sin, take me out of this human race. So that's what we're trying to put together for the new album, which you can, just to spam it out there, Indiegogo campaign. We're at about the 50% mark, and we've only got a week left to go.
Cool.
So Rob Fillo, F-I-L-L-O,
Indiegogo. Rob Fillo.
Help! We need your help. We need your help.
That was a good song, man. I really like your voice in that song. I was really noticing some of the lyrics in there, too.
Cool.
I don't know if I'm a believer.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's the truth. I don't write songs like trying to be someone I'm not. I just write exactly what that burning fire from the little lonely spark of creation.
Yeah.
As it tears my chest apart, I need to write it.
And looking for God in other people's...
It's really true. I'm trying to pull it off sarcastic to be cool, but it's totally true.
Yeah, no. And seeing God in other people's eyes, that reminds me of, I'm fairly certain this is something that's in the Bible where it says like that if you've loved other people's faces, or no, if you've loved other people, you've seen the face of God.
Ah, yes.
You know, anyways. Those are some thoughts that popped in my head and listened to that. That was really, really cool.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. So we have some tickets to give away.
Nice.
This is a first for me.
Where are we going?
The Vogue
Hawaii,
Theater.
I'm in. Oh, the Vogue Theater's good, too.
Hey, let's go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
forget about the Vogue Theater.
Just turn off the radio. Let's go.
Let's go to Hawaii.
The beach is nice.
That's us flying in a plane to Hawaii. Nice. Anyways, it's the Vogue Theater tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And it's Colvin and Earl. And that's Sean Colvin and Steve Earl.
Nice.
And there's also another show we're giving tickets away August 26th, and that's for the Gypsy Kings. Both of them are at the Vogue Theater. So the way that you can get a chance to win these tickets is not just like our page, but we want you to show us some love. So if you like our page, the Vancouver Medicine Show, the Medicine Show on Facebook, and then leave a comment on our wall that says, I love the Medicine Show.
Cool.
You'll get a chance to win these tickets for these
right
two
now
shows.
I'm on the radio, right?
I don't know. Can he do that?
No.
Oh. Is he disqualified because he's like right here?
Fair enough. Yeah. That's
well,
fair.
I think I see Ali entering the draw right now. So
hey,
you know what? You can go for it too. You can go
nice.
For it too. So that's Colvin and Earl. That's Sean Colvin and Steve Earl. The Vogue Theater tomorrow night. Doors at 7. Shows at 8. And the Gypsy Kings August 26th. At the Vogue Theater as well. So we're giving away tickets for those. For a chance to win, you got to like our page, the Medicine Show on Facebook, and leave a comment that says, I love the Medicine Show. And you can elaborate further, but as long as that's the, you know, the gist of it.
Speaking of the Medicine Show, do you guys have the phone number? We're taking calls?
Phone number. Well,
do we know
I do,
how to take calls?
But we don't really want to have to do that.
Oh, okay. Because
there is
before
a phone.
I've seen it happen, but it's all good.
There is a phone.
I don't actually see the phone, so we might have real trouble.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
So people could call in and then we wouldn't know. And then they'd be sad.
Yeah.
And then we'd
call
be sad.
Call my cell phone and you could be on the radio.
Well, I was thinking about that.
Yes. But it'll happen halfway through the song.
Do we want
it's going to be like, bring, bring. All right, stop the song.
We could do it. We could give one of our cell numbers out and just leave it on silent. And
yeah, if you want.
So well, who's
to
willing to do
we'll
it?
Think about it.
Okay, maybe we'll think about that.
I'm going to be busy live broadcasting, so I don't know about you.
I forgot my cell phone. Do you
Fair enough.
Me?
We're chickening out. It's okay.
Did you want to play one more song now before we hit a commercial break again?
I would love to play one more song,
cool.
Especially if I could make it work on my phone, but that's okay.
All right, is anybody chiming in through this live broadcast thing?
Yeah, we had 68 people watching the last song.
No way.
Yeah, but then I killed it trying to switch over to Facebook. You see what happens when radio people are given technology. We should have stuck to the radio waves because it just makes more sense that way.
Well, because we can barely understand how this stuff works, so.
Yeah. But I should probably play a song before everyone falls asleep.
Try to keep it relatively simple here on the Medicine Show, but I don't know. There's some really neat things happening there. Like, I think these Facebook live things could be pretty cool. Also,
yeah, Facebook Live, YouTube does live broadcasting. You can actually do shows from your house that get more people coming out to see your show on your cell phone in your skivvies, like in your finest nightwear, and you can play a show from your house. Like, can you believe that?
It's quite the age we live in, isn't it?
Oh, it's just nuts. Hey, you know what? While we were discussing that, I think I figured this out.
Cool. Right on.
Do allow access. Okay, so this next song I'm going to play is super, super, super brand new as well. These are all ones we want to put on our on the new album. Oh, did you hear that? And we're live.
Wow.
We're live on Facebook right now. So if you guys want to come visit Rob Fillo on Facebook, come say hi.
So we're actually beaming out in all sorts of ways. CITR.ca live stream, 101.9 FM from a tower that was put here in the
We are an international hub of music and medicine show right like, now. We are healing the world with music, and all it took...
A laughter, too.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have to tell some more jokes tonight. I think this is going to be a joke.
I like the Sherlock Holmes joke. I know it was a groaner, but...
It is a good one.
You guys missed the Sherlock Holmes joke. All right. This song, Care For Me. It's going to be a loud one, too. I'll steal your mic again if you don't mind. Unless you want to sing along. I'm starting to think of one. You play, what's the instrument called?
My instrument?
Yeah.
T-A-R. Tar.
The tar.
Yeah.
So we're trying to think of one. I have the guitar. He's got the tar. It's the original guitar.
G-N-U.
It's like God and demigod. But, we'll see how it goes. Okay.
Save me, mama. The devil got my mind. Shelter me, mama. I got nowhere left to go. Would you care for me? I would care for you. Would you care for me? I would care for you. But there's this place I have to go. A new place to call my home. And I'm feeling so alone and so scared. When you're not there. Hold me, brother. I got no legs to stay here. You push me down one more time. Again. Come sit with me. Would you care for me? I would care for you. Would you care for me? Got my eye. Oh, in living high. Nothing, nothing left to find. Would you care for me?
Rob Pillo on the Medicine Show.
Yeah, oh, you sounded great.
And oh man, that reminds me of a song by Dustin Kensrew. He's covering a band called Brand New, so we're going to hear that song right now. And awesome. A couple of ads, and we'll be back in the Medicine Show with Rob Pillo.
Cool.
Jesus Christ, that's a pretty face. The kind you'd find someone that could save. If they don't put me away, it'll be a miracle. Do you believe you're missing out? That everything good is happening somewhere else, or with nobody in your bed, the night's hard to get through. And I will die all alone. When I arrive, I won't know anyone. Jesus Christ, I'm alone again. So what did you do this 3 days you were dead? Is this problem's gonna last more than the week? Jesus Christ, I'm not scared to die. A little bit scared of what comes after. Do I get the gold chariot? Do I float through the ceiling? Do I divide and pull apart? Cause my bride is far too slow. Hold back all my dark. And the ship went down inside of it. And at the gate, so Thomas has to see my hand. Some time alone to hone my lying technique. I know you think that I'm someone you can trust, but I'm scared, I'll get scared, and I swear I'll try to nail you back up. So do you think that we could work out a sign? So I know it's you and that it's over, so won't even try. I know you're coming for the people
party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, cause I'm the man.
We're live and we're getting a phone call right away here, so excuse me while I turn that on. Hello, how are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Vancouver, right? With your hosts, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong. News, music, personal stories, and everything you need to know about the local comedy scene. What else would you be doing at 10 a.m. on a Friday? Well, you're probably at work, and if you have the day off, you've already made plans. It doesn't matter. Just be there and call in anytime.
All right, we're back on The Medicine Show. Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. We have Rob Philo in the studio with us. And we're giving away some tickets this evening to the Vogue Theater. And there's two different shows. One is Colvin and Earl, and one is the Gypsy Kings. Tomorrow evening is Sean Colvin and Steve Earl at 8 p.m., August 20th, Vogue Theater. Gypsy Kings, August 26th. And to get a chance to win these tickets, all you have to do is go on our Facebook page, like the page, and then comment that you love The Medicine Show. And you could even tell us what you love about it. That'd be great. And, yeah, so two shows there, Gypsy Kings and Colvin and Earl at the Vogue Theater. And we're going to hear one more song from Rob Philo, and then we're going to have Rain City Blue come into the studio as well. And I think we're going to keep up this this Facebook Live broadcast, right?
Yeah, well, we might do another one. We might switch it to YouTube. We're just going to hit every single world site in the world.
This is
the Medicine Show is going international tonight.
This is amazing. Blowing my mind. All right.
Burdening the children for our crazy ways, poisoning the future, poisoning our brains. Well, there's no violence in my heart, just this rumble in my brain, and it's tearing us apart. Yeah, it's driving me, it's driving me. Oh, 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 the media is frenzy for the hate parade. They're lapping up the blood now, and that's how they get
Yeah.
Rob Fillo on the Medicine Show. That was awesome, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, so we're gonna switch over to a song from Addison Falls from her new EP called Messy. And it's just recently released, and this is a song called Come Near. And when we come back on the Medicine Show, we're going to have Rain City Blue in the studio playing live on the Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We are back on the Medicine Show. That was Addison Falls with Come Near from her new EP, Messy. And we are now in the studio with Rain City Blue. They are a band based in Vancouver, BC, that channels old-time jazz and blues with a modern flair, mixing influences such as Etta James, Billie Holiday, and Amy Winehouse. This quartet compels audiences with captivating vocals amidst a traditional jazz setting. And after completing formal training in their craft, members Kyler Chan,
Kalar
Chan, Riley Kirkpatrick, Jay Schreiber, Brad Pearson, and Clara Twitty. How'd I do?
You did okay. Schreiber, not
Schreiber. Schreiber, okay. Sorry about that.
That's all good, right?
They formed this project to share the timeless sound from a great era of music to a new generation of listeners. Welcome to the Medicine Show.
Thank you.
How are you guys all doing tonight?
Great. Thank you.
We're doing good. Yeah.
Our pleasure.
For sharing the microphone. We've got one microphone between five members, so you might get some sort of crazy stereo panning going on here.
It's really testing our ability to share, but that's all right.
Yeah. we got better at sharing. We actually just got back from a tour of Vancouver Island.
Right on. Whereabouts did you go?
We played a bunch of shows. We hung out with our friends at Northern Quarter in Victoria. We played a spot called Axe and Barrel, a new restaurant, a brew pub. Been open for just under a year up in Langford. We went up to Duncan, played the Duncan Showroom, had a great response there. I think that was really nice.
That was a time for sure.
Yeah. It was definitely an experience.
Definitely recommend bands going to the island. Get a show at the Duncan Showroom. It's a wild ride.
It's an experience. It's cool. It's cool people. The guy who runs the spot is named Longevity John. Just give a little shout out to him. He's a cool guy. And he's been in music for years, and these guys just really, really have a good focus on their craft.
Now that showroom, that's back near like the train station, the back half of Duncan there, where there's like some kind of jam barn or something.
Yeah.
I think that used to be the old place, right? The garage or something. Now they have this place.
They were
that's the
garage.
Same people.
Yeah. Same people. Yeah, they moved over within about a year. And then we had a gig up in Parksville, just north of Nanaimo.
Yeah.
Claire's actually from Parksville originally.
I am.
Beautiful place. Yeah. I went to school at Vancouver Island University in Nanaimo there.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Just south of there. Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to start off with a song here?
Yeah.
What song are you going to play for us?
We are going to play a Donny Hathaway song, and it is More Than You'll Ever Know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rain City Blue on The Medicine Show.
Thank you.
am blind, but I can be anything that you demand. Say I could be king of anything. Oh, I'm just a tiny grain of sand. Now, is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my love one more? Or not that I love you more than you'll ever know?
Yow! That's Rain City Blue on The Medicine Show. We're a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Night Music, and here with DJ Ali Baba. We're broadcasting on CITR.ca and on 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory, a Musqueam land. And we are also giving away some tickets this evening to a couple of shows at the Vogue Theater. One of them's tomorrow night. That's Colvin and Earl, Sean Colvin and Steve Earl. Shows at 8, Gypsy Kings, August 26th. For a chance to win, all you have to do is like our page on Facebook, The Medicine Show, Vancouver Medicine Show, and write in the comments on the page, I love The Medicine Show, and feel free to elaborate on that. There's so much to love about The Medicine Show. You guys want to play another song?
Sure, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'd
love to. We can go right into it.
All right. Rain City Blue on The Medicine Show. What's this song going to be called?
This one's a Bill Withers tune. It's just the two of us.
All right.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when that sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I wanna spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. The two of us building castles in the sky, just the two of us. We look for love, no time for tears. We see what is all that is. It don't make no flowers grow, but things might come to those who wait. Not for those who wait too late. We gotta go far, we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Thank you. I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when that sun comes shining through. To make those rainbows in my mind, when I think of you sometime, I wanna spend some time with you. Just that you are blessed, we can't make it if we try. Just that you are blessed. Said just that you are blessed, building castles in the sky. And just that you are blessed.
Rain City Blue on the Medicine Show. That's fantastic. Where else do you guys play around town?
We've been doing quite a few private events, and this project's only about 5 or 6 months old now. We just sort of started right at the beginning, kind of end of spring, beginning of summer. So yeah, about 5 months old, I'd say. And we did a few sort of, you know, bar gigs, pub gigs, wherever. You know, as a musician says, wherever pays to play.
Right on.
You know, yeah, private events. People really dig this kind of music, and awesome. Of course, touring. We can fit into a lot of different venues that otherwise would be playing music similar to this, or just music that people would enjoy. So we're pretty malleable in that sense.
Awesome.
Yep.
So you guys have some really good funny stories from touring.
Man,
never have I ever. Should we go there?
Oh God, no. I mean, just bringing up Long John again, because he was such a guy. We like had no idea what to think of him at first, and we were mid sound check, and he kind of runs out, and he has this like leather shaped mushroom, coat hanger. Okay, leather shaped coat hanger, with some other like weird leather things hanging off of it. And he like stops us mid sound check, and he's like, "Guys, this is my soundless wind chime." Like, at that moment, I was like, "This is gonna be a really entertaining night." It's gonna be really good. It was so fun.
What did he say? Something about like so that when it's windy at 3 a.m, you don't nobody has to tell you anything, or you don't have to hear it. Like, oh, soundless wind chime. Oh, that's great. I see it blowing there, but I don't hear anything.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was funny. What other kind of funny stories?
We definitely learned that you need to reserve spots on the ferry.
Oh yeah.
Because the ferry on a Sunday was for us a 5-hour wait. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. We played 5 hours of that.
Never have I ever.
Yeah.
Got to know each other really well. Maybe too well.
Yeah.
Maybe too well.
And how does that game go? Am I going to be sorry for asking that?
Definitely, but yeah.
So, okay.
Okay. Back to the ferry. Have you ever heard about this band? There was a band that was I'm kicking myself now because I can't remember their name, but they were traveling to the island all the time for gigs, and then they just started busking one time. They just started playing, and they accidentally started busking and selling CDs. And then every time they kept getting more and more gigs on the island so they could do this. And then they started just riding the ferry back and forth because they were making like $1,200 a trip or something like that. Have you guys ever done anything like that on the ferry?
Not on the ferry.
Not busking on the ferry, but we looked at doing doing some of like the Inner Harbor busking for next season. Because definitely if you're over there hanging out during the day, it's
a lot of people.
It's Tourismville.
It's also super fun. Like, people are really into it. They come here for like the tourism, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
And you get to be outside, which is always nice.
We have done a bit of busking in the Olympic Village, and it's been very, very successful for us, actually. Just kind of as the sun's going down the last 2 hours of the daytime, and people just hang out and listen to music or come up and talk to us afterwards, and they just really enjoy it.
What are you guys up to tomorrow afternoon?
Playing the Princeton pub.
Well, the Princeton's in the evening.
What time?
Tomorrow? Yeah, we're playing the Princeton pub at 9 until
Do you want a little warm-up gig?
I think some of us could make it. Maybe yeah, like 3 out of 5 of us could make it to the afternoon.
Depending on time, I'm playing a wedding till about 5.
It's probably a no. Yeah. I mean, we'd love to, but it's
What do you got for us?
It's the We Arts Art Market at Davy and Butte tomorrow, 1 till 7. It's going to be a fantastic couple, Reed Jameson and his wife, Carolyn. They're going to be opening, doing the first 3 hours. But the next 3 hours are actually an open gig at this point. It doesn't pay a lot as payment. It's $25 an hour. But you're allowed to busk. You're permitted to busk and sell CDs and stuff. So
we can maybe make some parking lot deals after the show tonight.
Okay. Yeah. and you might want to move fast because now the entire listening audience is heard, and every other musician's going, I'm going to take that gig. So
yeah.
Anyways.
Sure.
So what's this game you guys are playing?
Never have I ever.
So it's normally a drinking game. We didn't play it as a drinking game, which definitely made it weirdly still truthful, but a little less exciting. So normally the way the game works is somebody says something that they've never done, and then everybody who has done that thing takes a shot. So really you're just digging to try to figure out information about everybody.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And you can say something you have done, but then you've got to drink too.
Yeah.
And that's for some of us just the easiest way to get to the game.
Which for us, we weren't drinking, so it was basically like, here's the nastiest thing I've done, like, what have you done?
Oh. So you can play it without drinking? Because I was going to say, hey, well, we're not drinking, so we can't play it.
We can do a round right now.
What's nasty?
We have to go to a commercial?
Well, the thing is, on radio, we can do it. We could do it, but nobody's going to see, like the thumbs up if you've done it or thumbs down. So it's probably less exciting to radio listeners.
So it'd be really funny to us, and it wouldn't translate to radio.
Exactly.
That'd be kind of funny to me.
I like those jokes.
You should see Ali right now. He's wearing a big clown nose.
Yeah.
And he's standing on his head. On a unicycle.
Good things happening.
Throwing 20s everywhere.
Flame shooting out of his bagpipes that he's playing.
Juggling knives.
In the soundproof studio.
Does he have nicknames or something?
Oh,
no.
No? Oh, okay.
I don't know. Must be a different
I'm just pretty sure they did have nicknames.
Oh, they're not complete yet. They're not complete.
I think I have them somewhere here in this bio.
Oh, no.
We'll come back when every member has an awesome nickname and we'll have a nickname session.
Maybe we'll just go to a commercial and figure out what those nicknames were.
Oh, dear.
So we'll be right back on the Medicine Show with Rain City Blue.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And we're back on the Medicine Show with Rain City Blue. And during the break, we were attempting to come up with nicknames, and I don't think we can say any of them on the air.
We've got one we can say.
No.
Got one we can say.
Do we?
So our guitarist, Riley, we just came up with this in the green room over here within the last hour. His new nickname is Meat Sweats.
That's horrible.
It's really bad. We're working on that one.
And this was the, you know, somewhat acceptable one for the air, so somewhat, you can just imagine how that went.
That's really the only one we can tell you guys. Well, gotta keep the rest on lockdown.
All right. Any other really, really funny stories or eccentric characters you've run into on your travels?
Run back.
Your mom. Yeah.
Actually, less of a joke than it sounds like. We met Claire's mom in more detail than we met her in the past, and it was an experience.
That sounds like it's insinuating something.
It does, but
that's not what you're trying to say.
No, it definitely wasn't.
I think we have another commercial to go
to.
What we're saying is that she makes awesome cheesecake. It's delicious dessert. Yeah. The cheesecake was amazing.
Yeah.
Never eaten so well.
She intuitively thought ahead of time and got a bit of floor in there, and it was great.
Okay, guys, really, the inside jokes only work for us.
Okay, all right. We're giving away some tickets to the Vogue Theater. We don't have any fun on the Medicine Show now that Jason's gone. It's never fun. Well, tonight's been pretty good. With Colvin and Earl at the Vogue Theater, that's Sean Colvin and Steve Earl, tomorrow evening, we're giving away tickets. If you'd like a chance to win, all you have to do is like our page on Facebook, The Medicine Show, Vancouver Medicine Show, and drop a comment that says, I love The Medicine Show, and what you love about our show. We're also giving away tickets to the Gypsy Kings August 26th. Same thing for that one. And you guys have one more song for us, right?
We do. Yep.
Great. Well, let's hear it. The Rain City Blue on the Medicine Show.
I die. Bury me in straight lace shoes. I want a box back gold and a dancing head. Put die a $20 gold piece on my watch chain. So the boys will know I died standing back.
Rain City Blue on The Medicine Show. Coming up next, we have DJ Ray with the late night show. And I think, did you guys have a recommendation, a music recommendation you wanted us to play? Did you think of one?
I do. Okay. I do. Pretty different sound, but I saw a pretty amazing show, I want to say a couple months ago, from a band from the Yukon.
Okay.
If you look up Old Cabin on SoundCloud, you can pretty much play anything off of there, and it's really amazing. They're also incredible live. And that's my gift to anyone that hasn't heard them before. It's kind of, I mean, in my own interpretation, I think it's kind of like Bon Iver, but a little bit more rock influence, maybe.
Right on.
Other people might say differently, but I think it's great.
How about Where Did You Go?
Yeah, let's put that on. Why not?
All right. So we have Old Cabin on The Medicine Show, as recommended by Rain City Blue.
Thank you.
All right, we're back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And that was Old Cabin with Where Did You Go? A recommendation by Rain City Blue, the band that just left the studio. And we managed to sneak Rob Philo back in. Oh, that was some more Old Cabin. So we managed to sneak Rob Philo back into the studio for one more of his original songs. And it is called Cold Turkey. Do you want to tell us about it? What was...
Yeah, sure. Cold Turkey, we all have to go through it sometime.
I put something in the script about that.
Yeah.
I put something about this song in the script.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. They were going off script tonight. It's late night.
Totally off script tonight.
The show's over, but we're just going to keep going. Cold Turkey is something a lot of us have been through or going through or just about to go through. What do you say? Should we go?
Go for it. Let's hear it. Rob Philo on the Medicine
Getting
Show.
Getting away from distractions. I'll just sit here until you get in.
Just get one fix. Dial that number, honey. Tunnels clearing, I can just see the end.
Then comes a visit from my old best friend. We're going cold.
Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory in Musqueam land. Tune in next week on The Medicine Show. We will have more live music and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Night Music with DJ Ali Baba. Let's give thanks. Thank you to the Maker and to our guests, Rain City Blue and Rob Philo. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and to everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. And we're going to leave you with Addison Falls, The Beat of My Heart, on The Medicine Show. Good night.
Every time I try and